And price of coming
and we're back. You said what?
Hey, this whole time for like 3 weeks, I'm like, man, my man Adrian, he told me he was gonna send me a Clubhouse invite. This whole time I was like, man, he didn't even do all that. And then I found out you took it.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
I didn't use it.
Right, but you had, but he did it though, and I was mad at him.
But I didn't give it to anybody. I kept it for you. I just forgot to tell you about it.
Okay,
I haven't gotten a chance to like really get on it. So like, when you get on, like it asks you like a bunch of questions, like in regards to like your likes and dislikes. Are you into romantic novels, surfing? What kind of sports are you in? It's a bunch, bro. It was like a long like 3-step process that I wasn't like necessarily prepared for. So by the time I was done setting up, I was like, man, like I'm good, man. Like there's no way in hell that like I'm gonna continue it out. You know,
I don't need nothing taking up my time like that.
Yeah, that's
just like talking on the phone. I don't need to be talking on the phone like that just to hear people. Yeah, I'll just check. I'll catch the ones that get on the YouTube.
I had a feeling like you wasn't gonna be like too ecstatic about doing it once you get back. I'm gonna give it to you.
No, it was a principle. But I thought he lied to me. That's all. So shout out to Adrian, man. Nobody knew it but me. But in my head, I was like, man. What an asshole. He's going to lie in my face like that.
You just thought he was like BSing with you?
He lied to me on a beautiful Sunday morning.
There's no reason for him to do all that.
Right. Bro. You can say, nah. You didn't even have to. You offered me.
Oh, man. But it's good to be back. It's good to have Lex back.
You miss me?
I did.
How I know you miss me?
I was hurt a little.
Yeah, I know you was. You know how I know you miss me?
How was that?
Because you called me on Friday. He said, I just miss the sound of your voice.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to call you.
And then Saturday night, yourself. You asked me to go on vacation.
But you punished yourself. And I was like, why is he punishing himself right now, man? He's going through a difficult time right now. There's no reason for him to punish himself like that.
Nah. Nah, I was trying to run with the narrative that I got canceled for Black History Month. But then you only let me rock for half of it because my family. That was the narrative I was trying to push.
Oh, man. It is a beautiful semi-overcast day. We are live from Liberty Station in San Diego, California, outside of our demographic for sure.
We just got out of mass, baby. The Rock is here.
The Rock Church is next to us. And also,
Carl was soul cycling when I pulled up.
The spin cycle class was right next door. Lex looked at me and was like, yo, so you just going to compete with the music next door? I was like, nah, I'm not going to necessarily compete with the music, but whatever, man. I'll take it for whatever it is, man. But yeah, man, it's a nice day. When was the last time you came out to Liberty Station?
I think I went probably to go to the lot.
Oh, like
I think the Tupac movie, actually.
Did watch it there?
At nighttime. The last time I came in the daytime, I think she had a work picnic or some type of.
So when the pandemic first started, man, this was like the place that like for me to go to. Like me and my mom, my dad, and like, you know, my fiance and everybody, we would come out here and like come and hang and stuff. So it was cool. But then I heard like they had like a little outbreak for a little bit too. So I was like,
they did.
I'm gonna wait.
It's fucking popping here right now.
It's not any worse than Vegas is. I would tell you that right now. All right, man, forget it. We're not gonna take too much time longer, man. Let's go ahead and get this episode started. Three song lineup. I'm about to start cutting it down, but 3-song lineup, let's get to it.
Yeah, I'm breaking them down, y'all. We gonna get this intro a little shorter. You gotta beat him a little bit.
Maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Here he goes. I can rap word for word from this. Still, it's so classic.
This is a classic.
Maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself.
I love this video though.
I'ma take it all the way to Yay.
To my thick chicks down in Texas, all the way to New Orleans where the girls could catfish, and in LA every chick's an actress, Hollywood status with the shaded glasses. To Detroit, yeah, the place that I rest, where the ladies got asses and la la sex. And Hot Atlanta, y'all, is one of the best, where they speak Southern slang and smoke licess. And New York women are way too fresh. Too much in your mind, let me ease that stress.
There's the horns. I be messing up with my horns as always.
Feeling myself too much, I guess. Why? To my ladies all across the globe, in small towns that I don't even know. No, to all local, international code. Whether you see me in streets or catch me at shows, I'm calling. Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
Let me hear your bars on this. Do you know the Kanye verse?
Once he starts going, I'll probably get to it.
There you go. I want you to get a little hit to it. I need to hear the Yay verse from you.
But that's your shit.
I've never heard you spit a verse.
Yeah, you have.
Just on wax.
You have, though.
Excuse the airplanes.
And don't be trying to come around my girl acting like Mr. Friendly. It's still the spotlight like Mr. Bentley. I spotted her like Spud McKenzie. And for them fake boobies, I paid them Benjis. Get your own. I got Paris, he got Nicki, he tried to get him a clone. He said, yeah, you know you got extra hoes and everything you do is extra cold. From the polo fleece to the Jesus piece. I got family in high places like Jesus, niece. Can I please say my peace? If y'all fresh to death, then I'm deceased. And this one here is a heat rock. Spit like the beatbox, the way the beat rocks. New version of Pete Rock. And for that Benz, I get CL.
So I switch my girls around like 3L Dub.
Every time he say that, I think of the gap in her teeth from the video.
Hell, that's the one with the broken promises, promises? Yeah, that's her.
With the lift, promises, promises.
Oh, we bite.
We can't play this song at Liberty Station. Ain't nobody here heard of it.
Nobody can hear us. Like, to them, we're just talking to ourselves.
I'm just saying. Oh. Paparazzi.
It's a party, y'all.
Tell me what you want from me. Take a look at what you see. Let me know if it's right here. That's something you can have for years.
Another airplane. Bear with it.
Take a look at what you see.
The perfect spot. Let's go right under a flight path.
Now, Mace be the man, wanna see you doing good. I don't wanna get rich, leave you in the hood.
But the testing spot was a flight path, cause that's where the palace is at. That's right under a flight path. We'll save it. Right outside of mom.
I wanna do my thing so we be established. And I don't want you rocking the fabric. Girl, I wanna give you carriage till you feel you a rabbit. Anything in your path, want you can have. Walk through the mall, if you like it, you could grab.
If you like it, you can grab.
And then tell your friends all the fun you had.
not in this era.
Yeah.
No, definitely not in this era, man.
I think you meant 45 as a quotable about something like that.
Yeah. All right, one more time for the one time, man. Rest in peace, Big Pun, man. I'm kicking it all old school today. We just go ahead and live our best life.
Yeah. That's the point of the show, sort of, right?
Wasn't outside for when this came out. Listen, I don't care. You could be at Liberty Station. You could be at Cow's Mountain thinking that we was recording there this week. You could be at a barbecue. You could be out there swimming, doing all kind of outdoor activities, playing basketball at your auntie's house, your grandmama's house, anybody's house. It don't even matter. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Thank you. Welcome to Grown Folks Podcast Network. You Wasn't Outside, episode 29.
There might be an asterisk.
Might be an asterisk there.
Yeah.
28 and a half.
Oh, and just in case, I feel like the 2-week break, people probably thought I caught COVID or something.
Nah, he's good. Breathing well.
There was no lies. My respiratory is A-OK.
He's good, guys. Yes. All right.
Last do you still crush a lot?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I crush on my fiance. What do you mean by crush a lot?
The pavement.
Okay. That was good.
It's been a couple weeks, man. I missed the joke.
Nah, you got to go ahead and get them off, man. I'm just happy you here, man. That's all. That's it. There we go. Let's celebrate them. All right. Let's hit to these drops because I didn't even get a chance to hit it last week. I didn't hit it week before that, man. So let's who are we? Here we go.
Naraz Carter. Naraz Carter.
I'm with Zoe called Ab Soul Fan.
Naraz Carter. And
Just Flex. Welcome to episode 29 of the You Wasn't Outside podcast. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most, normal ass Carl. To my left, I have the one, the only, at Just Flex. AKA hey,
you
did miss rings.
Me. You put an extra sauce on. Nah, don't do that. One ring.
You knew what the reference was.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. I just want to check.
She went down a deep rabbit hole, so she's educated now.
Oh, she felt like you did when it happened.
No. What I'm saying is
Context. Let's give context.
Okay, so
your lovely wife.
My wife.
Lovely.
She's the best ever. She bought me some shoes.
Okay.
So she opened the kids' shoes, right? They got a pair of ones. Okay. Jordan 1s, right? I said, ooh, those are my favorite ones, right? I'm not a Jordan guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a shoe guy, so I can care less. But when it comes to aesthetically, I really like the ones. And so I opened my box and was like, what's these? Looked at the sign. Because I don't know all the numbers like that. They look kind of good, but I was like, oh. And I looked on the box. It says 6 rings. I was like, I think these are Team Jordans. And even though not being a sneaker guy, I was like, nah, that's a no-no. Right? Because we used to make fun of people wearing team. Even though I couldn't afford Jordans, period. I couldn't afford the team ones, but I was still laughing at people that was wearing
them. Only one pair of Team J's that I think is cool, and I didn't have your back that day to like let you know that there is one pair that's decent. But go ahead and continue.
Well, the ones I had, like, they look pretty good. And I was like, these are kind of, because they're like a hybrid of all, like, the cool ones, right? So yeah. I saw different aspects of it. And I was like, and the color scheme was cool. And I was like, yeah, yeah. But I was like, nah, let me just make sure that I'm not wrong. And then y'all say, yeah, those are pretty much Team Jordans. They might even be a team below. Like, y'all was really, I was like, nah, I can't put these on, right?
Bruh.
And so she didn't understand it. And then the whole next day, she just went down the YouTube rabbit hole. And she said, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, you can.
And now we downloaded the apps and we're entering the drawings.
Oh, so you're official now. You're a real sneakerhead now.
No. I think it's more for the kids. Capitalism.
Oh, capitalism. Yeah. So you're going to start selling them?
If we win the drawings, I'm not buying shit, but I'm saying if we happen to actually win something.
So there's an actual skill to it, too, though. Don't just go out here taking a drawing right, and for some shoes that you can only get off at retail. So
we'll get there.
Yeah, man. It takes some time, man. It was an interesting thing. I sold a good majority, like I was telling y'all, I sold a good majority of my shoes. I kept all the most rarest ones to find for myself. But, man, I looking back, I did the math. I was in the hole like 4 or 5 racks.
Mm.
And I think I got half that back. Like, I thought like they were going to like age well, like with equity and all this other stuff. There's no way that those shoes are going to hold their value. I had no idea Balenciagas was going to be the shoes like in the big shoes that everybody's wearing now. I had no idea that was going to be the wave 7-8 years later down the line. So
they probably hold more value depending on what size you got, right?
I got a 13, so I feel like that has a lot of value.
I think most people are trying to get between 9 and 10.5. Those would be
but
the
they
big
make
ones.
More though. So when you go to the raffle spots, only make like 2 or 3 pairs of 13s versus 15 pairs of 9s or 10s because it's like higher in demand, you know. But anyway, what's up, man? It's been 2 weeks since I've seen you, man. What's going on? You know, Zoe did his best to fill in your shoes and everything.
Ah, man, I got some good feedback from the Roar Park episode. So everyone's like, oh, that's a good idea. Honestly, I don't know nobody that heard last week.
Yeah, not yet. I don't think anybody
heard that shit, honestly.
They said, like,
didn't listen to it.
We took a week off and that was it.
They was like, who this?
Yeah, who's this guy?
Nah.
They thought you got fired or got COVID or something.
If you picked up any listeners last week, they probably, if they followed us here, they're like, who is this?
Yeah, they have no idea. Yeah.
Where is Zoe?
Bruh. I have no idea who this guy is at all, man.
Nah, shout out to him, but y'all keep talking, y'all pushing this Philip Rivers thing on me, because that's my take that y'all were talking about last week. Mm. And y'all, he's like, y'all
no,
love
no,
y'all
but
some
Durant Phillip. Says the same thing.
Right. But he's like, y'all love some Philip Rivers. I don't like the Chargers.
Yeah.
That was just my objective take.
Like giving credit when credit is due.
The greatest player to never go to a Super Bowl. He threw in Barry Sanders. I was like, yeah.
I'll give him that one.
We might have already talked about this, but I was just mad because he was pushing the Chargers on me.
How'd you feel about his TDE take?
I mean, no, that's why I felt a little offended because I am an Absol fan.
Yeah.
And when he came to San Diego, I went to the show by myself. But there was a lot of people there.
How many Absol fans do you know? Like, legitimately.
I know what y'all tried to say. I just don't like the little sauce you put on it. About, everybody got that friend that, was an Absol fan.
It makes sense that you are an Absol fan, though.
I know, but
there's a certain demographic that fits.
But I think I like J-Rock the most out of TDE. I think he's the most consistent.
Excuse the airplane. We're going to get about 3 or 4 of these coming down. But
we
jet-setting. We jet-setting right now. We sitting right underneath the airfield. But it doesn't matter. But, I'm a big like TDE fan. We went over this, but I just wanted to know like how you felt coming in about that take, because I know like you would be an Absol fan. So actually like wear it on your sleeve or nothing like oh yeah, I'm like an Absol.
No, yeah, definitely. No, he's definitely put out some trash.
Yeah,
but I trust Top Dog. He know what he's doing. They usually don't put out nothing that crazy. Mm. They just being quiet because they feel like it's time to be quiet, and they probably just gonna flood the streets. Honestly,
yeah,
this summer.
All right, man, let's go ahead and hit a transition real quick, man. You didn't tell me how your week was.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I might have been 2 weeks ago. I got Karen'd at work.
What you mean?
Well, let me ask you, so So when I'm out there on my lunch break and I go for my walks so I can tan and whatnot.
That's a Karen thing to do.
No. So I'm out there, but I'm out there for like a minute and I got all the, and by the time lunch hits, I drink so much water. I'm about more than a half gallon deep by lunch.
This man loves his colon. There we go. Let's get him a Rick Ross grill for so loving his colon.
I got to pee like every 20, 30 minutes. So when I'm out there on my walk, I strategically have spots. So I go through this park. There's a bathroom there. Boom. But on the way back, there's a roundabout, and I'm like, dang, like, I have to pee, like, outside. And then so I found, like, the most, like, woodland spot. I'm not facing nobody. There's, like, a green box and a tree blocking me. And so I'm, like, I'm okay. Like, I'm not bothering nobody. I'm real quick, boom, 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 and I keep it pushing.
Yeah.
And so it's on the across the street, it's, like, this loop, and it's, like, a business park, and there's, like, a clinic, like, a Scripps clinic, right? And, so I'm finishing my walk and I'm coming down. I'm, you know, your body kind of senses when you close to a bathroom because it's like, nah, you about to go. You got a few steps
or,
left.
Or it senses when you like too far away from one too.
Yeah,
though,
yeah. You know so I see the box and I see people walking up, right? So if I'm doing that, I'm like, I'm not going to just do it right there. I'm going to let them keep their walk going or wherever they're at. So I get down to the box and then the lady that was going to walk, she stopped. So I'm like, so I just put my phone down. I pretend like I'm checking my phone, like I'm posting up. And then I noticed in my peripheral that she's just staring at me. And so I'm looking at her and I'm like, And so I, you know, it was an awkward 3 seconds. And I finally, I'm like, can I help you? And she's like, no, do what you're going to do. You do it every day. And I was like, oh.
Oh, so she just be watching.
Yeah. So apparently I have a fan. So go ahead and do it. You're going to do it like you do it every day. And I was like, and so I took a second. I'm like, how am I going to respond? So I was like, oh, don't worry, I'm going to. I was just giving you a second to get comfortable or whatever you was doing, right? And then she's staring, she's like, yeah, I saw you coming, so I've been waiting for you. I was like, oh. And she's like, and there was a
I've
cop.
Been waiting for you.
There was a cop right here. I wish he would have stayed an extra 2 minutes. I'd have him take you away. And I was like, oh. And I'm like, damn, I'm like, I'm just trying to, like, I'm not being like.
Was she an older lady?
Yeah, you know who Karen is. It's exactly who you think it was. And so,
totally.
So I sat there. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to, you know. And then she sat there. I was like, all right, well, if you want to watch, then we'll just go do it real quick. Not that she could see me, but she just knows what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then so, yeah, she was really like trying to have the cop like wait for me. And I'm just like, all right, well, can I find a new spot? Can I get it together? And I don't know. Maybe something in my mind now was like, I wanted to be like a dick in the moment.
Yeah.
But then going forward, I'm like, all right, if this is an issue, I won't do it there no more. And I'll just try to, suck it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, you can call the police on you and everything, man. She's going to have you out here looking crazy. But it's all good, man. All right, man, let's go ahead and transition real quick, man. This time, I'm going to let the applause play all the way out. Because every time I reopen it, it's like the finishing off of the applause or whatever. All right, man. So this week in hip hop. So we were just listening to Slum Village with Kanye, right? And I asked and I posed the question, give me some history on Fonzworth Bentley. Where is he? And what did he do? You could tell me if he's off the map, if you haven't just haven't looked down on the radar at all. But most people don't remember, like, you know, who he was. He was Shiggy before anybody else. You know what I mean? Before
social media age. So I think he popped up, what was the first time I saw him? The Let's Get It video. So he was dancing. It's like, oh, who that? And it turns out to be Diddy's assistant. And so he used to be Diddy's assistant. And then he went and he was doing the video. He did a few videos. And people were like, oh, we like Fonzworth Bentley. And then he was in, I think he made a couple appearances in Diddy's Work for Diddy show.
Like making Diddy the band.
He had his own show like called Work for Diddy. He was in there. And then they liked him enough to where he went and they gave him a spinoff call from G's to Gents.
There we go.
And that's where we found the gem that is Riff Raff, who did the color hair before your man's. Yeah, this is tough.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a loud one right there.
That shit sound like it almost hit us.
That was like the Air Force.
Yeah. Like, who they got in that one?
Hey, look at that. And this is killing on the wave right now. But we good. We good. I'll cut it out as much as I can. But anyway.
Why you bring, was his birthday or something? What
Who's
you bringing
birthday?
Him up for?
Who?
This week in hip hop, we going to talk about
I was thinking about it. I was like, yo, it doesn't have to be current events all the time when we do it this week.
Well, I mean,
hip-hop.
If it's called This Week.
Yeah, this week I listened to Selfish.
All right.
So there we go. All right, man. So then we also got not Fonzworth Bentley. Now we got 1998 Scarface releases his fifth album, My Homies. Are you familiar with that album?
Pretty familiar. It wasn't my favorite, but it wasn't bad.
What are some of your favorite Scarface tracks?
Tracks?
Yeah, as a whole.
As a whole. I would say...
I love him on the Ghetto Boys, like My Mind Playing Tricks on Me.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got, you know, Smile. He's got actual singles that are fire, but I was trying to deepen the... I think one of his most... His last album that he came out with in 2015, I thought was the album of the year, and nobody knows.
At all.
Yeah, what I went
the,
to
what
go...
Was the, what was the name of it, just in case people want to go and check it out?
Then. It was called... Oh, that's crazy. Deeply Rooted.
Deeply Rooted.
Right, so he came to San Diego.
It's crazy that nobody would know that it came out.
No, it's crazy because I almost forgot about it after I just called it album of the year. I thought it was better that it came out... That was 2015. So it came out the same year as To Pimp a Butterfly. And I was like, nah, this is better than that.
Mm.
Same. Yeah, I had that at number one. And yeah, I actually got him to sign it.
How'd you meet him?
So he came to San Diego to tour the album, right? And I was like, oh, shit, he's coming. He went to Club Caribe. Well, yeah. It's called La Luz now, but when he was outside, it was Club Caribe. Yeah, yeah, that yeah. Had a, it was on Bar Rescue.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Indeed.
Yeah, and he turned it to La Luz. And so he came out there, obviously, because he ain't really filling up nothing crazy. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit. And I like those intimate shows because it's pretty much like you're watching him in a bar.
Yeah.
And so I went by myself. I think it was like a school night, even though I wasn't in school. And, you know, if you're familiar with the area, so it's in the same parking lot as the KFC, A&W.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I pull up to the show, I see the bus and I get out. And I see him coming out the KFC. And he's in his, like, slides and everything. He's walking across the parking lot. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, when I see someone like that, like, I want to do the fanboy shit. But I also try to respect people's space.
Right, right.
Like, you know, he might be getting this altar. But then at the same time, I'm like, man, he ain't getting mobbed like that in 2015 or 16, nah, whatever. So I'm like, and I don't remember the last time he might have been in San Diego. So I'll just, you know, but I'll go up. Let me show him some love. You know, I put enough money in his pocket over my lifetime to where I can say what's up.
And just be like, yo,
and,
man.
And most of the time when I say that about people, they give me the time of day.
Mm.
And so, you know, he was just, it looked like he just polished off a two-piece. And we were just in a parking lot chopping it up for a few minutes. And he was just like, and based on me at my age at the time, that was, what, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
And I guess just... Given who I what I look like and everything, he was kind of surprised, and then so I told him, I was like, yeah, man, like I really love this album, and no, like, you know, well, quote unquote, whatever the group chat would have been back in the day, like they just, you know, y'all don't really care about Scarface like that, but then he called, so he said, you know what, because he was so grateful, and when we were done talking about just random stuff, he was like, you know why I still do this shit 27 years later. Because at the time I was 27.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, you've been rapping like my whole life. Like, you've been yeah, on.
This whole time.
And he's like, yeah, but the way you've been talking to me, like, this is why I still do this. Because cold ass white people like you. He said, no, because a cold ass white boy in San Diego is very appreciative of what I'm doing today. Mm. I'm like, damn, he called me cold. I had this fucking smile on my face and shit. I was like, ooh.
Oh, man.
And then, yeah, man, and we had the show, and the show was good, you know, for what it was. And this is before he started having some health issues. But, yeah, shout out to Scarface, man.
Yeah, man,
one of my
heroes. Well wishes to Scarface, too. I know he caught COVID early, you know, when we were in
the
first lockdown.
Yeah, and he has a very dangerous underlying condition.
Yeah, kidney issues.
Because he had the kidney disease and all that, so.
Yeah, man, well wishes to my man Scarface, man, for sure, man. All right, man, let's transition to something else real quick, too. So this is the last of the hip-hop real quick, but I wanted to play this clip for y'all. So I think you got a chance to hear it real quick. So let's play this real quick and have a...
1999, everything was copacetic until this fool from nowhere came on the radio and said, "Hi, kids, do you like violence? You want to cancel who? You were born yesterday. Eminem's been pissing people off for 22 years. What are you going to do? And you want to cancel him for this song? Not going to happen." This song came out in 2010. The world was much less sensitive. And this song hit in a way that made no sense. It was everything. You want to cancel the man whose debut album cover is a picture of him and his young child, who was 3 or 4 at the time, dumping his ex-wife's body. We all know it's Kim. Speaking of Kim, the song? Superman?
Yeah,
Guilty Conscience
shit.
With Dre? If I don't give a brown rat's ass what people think of me was a person, it would be Marshall Mathers. Mm. You want to cancel Eminem. Sit down.
That's funny.
She hit her with the sit down.
Yeah, I'd heard about that. I didn't know what song they were trying to cancel him because I didn't look into it. Yeah, but that's funny. They're trying to cancel him on Love the Way You Lie.
There's a few that you could do, though.
No, I'm saying. So they were trying to do it for the Rihanna joint. That's funny.
Yeah. And so here's the thing that I was thinking of, too, because this is what she was saying, that this was Generation Z trying to do that. You know, they're very more in tune to the game and everything.
Yeah, they get a lot done, but they also waste a lot of time.
On energy and on stuff that doesn't, like, not even necessarily.
But they got
matter.
All that extra energy because they live in, they drink a lot of green juice.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. Like, that was the era for that type of music, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like the world didn't start getting conscious and, like, politically correct until maybe about 7-8 years
but
ago.
But now the thing is, they tried to cancel them back then.
They tried to
for
cancel
the, for
everyone.
The gay stuff.
Yeah.
They were out there protesting about it. It's just people were just like, yo, chill the fuck out.
And then they were mad that he started piecing it up with Elton John taking pics and going up on stage with him and stuff.
Hey, they got like 2 Grammy performances.
Here's the thing, though. I think cancel culture, like, yeah, you know, the real absolute nasty dudes, R. Kelly and them. Oh, the airplanes is having a marathon today. But R. Kelly and them, you know, those are the guys that Bill Cosby that you need to get out of here because they out here doing nasty things. You know what I mean? I feel like cancel culture, though, is like it's become a fad now and it shouldn't be that way, though.
Yeah, you know? You cancel people for like the actions, like the words. While they are powerful and you know what it is, but it is like, you know, you tiptoeing the First Amendment type shit.
Yeah.
It's more of the actions you really need to focus on.
But, you know, you said something earlier, 45, you know, ain't nobody cancel him.
We've been trying. We halfway canceled him.
Bro had 2 impeachment hearings, man. Like, there's no way. Like, they can't get him out of here, man. And he's a nasty guy, man. So, I mean, it is what it is at this point, bro. You know, moving forward, but. All right, man, let's go ahead and transition to something else, man. We get off of hip hop for now. Let's get into this random shit to fill in time, man. Are you emotional? do you consider yourself an emotional person?
I think I've gotten steadily more emotional as time passes.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably wouldn't say I'm very emotional.
And the reason why I asked this question is because I've been having a lot of conversations like amongst like my friend groups, right? And there's always one guy that always, and I'm not saying you're the one guy, so that's not where this stemmed from. But there's always one guy that I feel like is like trying to be extra tough for no reason. You know what I mean? Like just extra tough. Like I asked one of my friends, I said, yo, when's the last time you cried? Bro told me.
Oh, you mean like cool guy shit?
Yeah, like cool guy stuff, man. And it's like, and then anytime like we get ready to have like a soft conversation about anything or whatever it may be, bro is nowhere to be found. You know what I mean? Like he'll come back in, he'll wait a few hours until like everything dies down. And then he's like, now it's time to jump in. And I was like, yo, like if you overflex like this strength, sometimes I look at this as a weakness sometimes in a person. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. I lost a friend. Well, I mean, we cool right now. But, yeah, he was that guy. Like, he was just super, like, tough guy, this and that. But then, like, if something got to him, he would just fall apart or he'd, like, disappear. And it's like, damn, he really, like,
just
like that hard shell on the outside but creamy middle.
Pause.
Whatever. It's like, damn, he's getting butthurt over jokes. Group jokes.
Yeah, man. And that to me is like I was sitting there thinking about that, man. And like we were having a full on conversation about, you know, the last time we cried. And, you know, sometimes also like kids would do it to you. You know, it bring on a whole nother type of emotion that you didn't even know that you had in you. But I think like before then, like I had already like been through enough things to be like, all right, like I was like, I'm already open about like my emotions and how I feel, you know, and that's just me though. But I just felt like that overflex of like strength and stuff like that, man. Like as men, like we do that way too much. You know,
yeah, it's not necessary.
There's no need in, you know, for doing those things at all.
Nah. Especially, I mean, you think it happens a lot. People ain't got no, significant other or someone that really holds them down.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just not comfortable because they single or they don't have that person to bring that out of them.
I mean, even if that was the case, cause this guy that I'm thinking about in like general right now, like he had a significant other who was like, yeah, you know, you're really tough, like on the exterior, you know, to the point where she's like, no, I'm done. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't deal with it anymore. I'm not going to say names or anything like that. Nobody know who the heck I'm talking about. But I mean, like, I just feel like being in tune with your emotions, though, is like, it's very beneficial. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah, because it's dangerous if you out here. That's what I'm saying. That the one who I'm talking about, like he went off like went off the rails for a little bit. Like he a totally different person now, and it just kind of had like a dude like a I don't want to say like a full on breakdown because I don't know all the details, but just from what I saw and what was happening,
yeah,
it was like, dude, this shit ain't healthy.
It ain't helping out at all.
And it's just like, yeah, I was like, I'm trying to talk to you. Like,
nope.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, all right,
not trying to hear it. All right, man. So let's transition real quick, man. Still on shit to fill in time. I was talking to my fiance this week. I told her my whole life story from.
Oh,
like,
she didn't know that yet?
From 18, though, from like my whole college life story. So I told her that story from like.
Oh, she was trying to get the Kofax.
Yeah. From 18 to like 24.
Nasty
right?
story.
Telling her all of the like the adventurous stuff that I've done, like going up and down California and being in different places and stuff like that. And hold up real quick. And we're back. He said it would sound like it was vacuuming out of the
boat. That's the biggest vacuum I've ever heard.
I'll take the little hum out. It don't matter. Pause. But yeah, I was talking to her about that. Now, the whole point of that wasn't like to get my stats off, right? I'm about to throw you an assist right now.
Nah, I was about to, it was trying to show her that how happy you was before this.
Nah, man. The whole point was is like I had spent a lot of money, though, like on trying to go to these trips and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I was getting into like financial aid is designed to run out.
Yes.
Right? Did you get financial aid coming up?
I did not.
So was it offered to you?
Black privilege. Nah. So how it was they went off my mom's income, but it wasn't like, hey, but my mom don't give me none of that income.
Yeah.
So how we going to do this, fellas? it's like I got I was like in third place to all the scholarships, like all the essays I wrote.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, if you was a woman, you probably would have won. Or if you was Mexican, you would have won. But I'm like, dang. Yeah, so the writing was there. And then when it came to like the FAFSA, they're like, nah, you can't have it. I'm like, nope. Well, what you mean, though? Like, I make $7 an hour. Like, yeah, but your mom's like, but my mom told me to go get a job.
Bruh.
And yes, they're like, oh, well, this is how it worked, man. So I paid cash money.
For everything.
For my, yeah.
See, my thing was, like, when I got it, like, yeah, it was needed. You know what I mean? And it does come with those interest rates, BS, and stuff like that or whatever. But, like, when I got it, the first semester, bro, I came home, like, 3 or 4 times. And in my mind, I'm sitting up here doing the math, calculating, like, all right, well, $60 to get down there. I'll probably eat or whatever at the house or whatever. But as soon as I touch down, I'm going out to eat places. I'm buying alcohol or whatever. So, like, I'm spending $300-$400,
yep.
Like, on each trip going out somewhere, man. And so, like, when I got back, I'd be like, man, like when I like after that year was over with and I would get back, I would be broke. So I would get paid again in December, but then I ain't get paid again until like next August. So it was like 9 months. So financial aid, I was like, bro, this shit is like purposely like designed to run out. And now I'm stuck flipping the bill for this stuff that was helping. But when I really, really, really needed, and I guess it was poor decisions that was possibly made in the beginning, it wasn't much, man. And Sally Mae gonna get their money, man.
They gonna find it.
They gonna definitely get find.
I got people, yeah, people our age still getting their tax return, Doc.
Anybody? Yeah, I'm getting mine too. I gotta throw that in there each time that I do it, man. So they be killing me on that. All right, man. So let's get to this Read 'em and Weep, man. Alan Maloney. Now this is a story that I found from 2019. Okay, Alan Maloney, the referee who gave high school wrestler Andrew Johnson the choice of cutting his dreadlocks or forfeiting a match in December, is threatening to sue the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association for defamation. He hasn't officiated a high school wrestling match since the incident, alleged the NJSIAA, and they have done nothing to support him in his claim that giving Johnson the ultimatum was within the rules laid out in the organization. Video of a distraught Johnson getting his dreadlocks cut before going into a match for Buena Regional High School went viral in December. So, You remember this? We never got a chance to talk about it on any other platform or nothing like that at the time. So I was like, man, let's talk about it now, though. You know, thinking about it, man, especially like something as like rich as hair. And I thought this would be up your alley because you have a son that has very long hair.
Yeah.
So imagine your son is like in a sport right now. And he's getting ready to perform, and a referee stops him. It's a kid's sport. It's not for, you know, 20
right.
million
this
or nothing
the Olympics
like that. It ain't
shit.
The Olympics or nothing like that. And they tell you, like, hey, for him to participate, you know, he's got to cut his hair right now on the spot. Or he just chooses not to participate. And this is, like, maybe for, like, a national championship or something. So he spent his whole year getting ready for whatever this match is or this game, and now he's not allowed to play, you know what I mean, because of his hair, and he can make a decision, but it's up to him.
Like, nobody told like both sides, like nobody alerted him, like, hey, this is coming up and you know your hair ain't right, or is this his first time participating, period, to where like he didn't know that rule, or whenever he was doing anything leading up to it, they never made him cut it?
So some referees, from my understanding, some referees let him get away with it.
Oh.
And so with that being said, like with him being able to get away with it, meant that like they, I guess it's not supposed to cover his ears, and it's not, or not supposed to touch his shoulders or anything like that. So he would tie it up in a fashion to where it like coincided with the rules. So some referees, it was an inconsistency.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, well, what's the real issue with the hair then?
Cause yeah, yeah. Because if you're allowed to let it slide and it's on your judgment, just let it slide, man.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, like you were saying, he spent this whole year trying to get to this point, and apparently it was, you said it was a championship or something that meant a little bit more than just a,
I don't know,
if exhibition.
I don't know if it was a championship or an exhibition, but if like one for high school, it's different though. I painted it for your son because like to have some significance,
yeah,
because of his age, it'd be like, well, shit, I guess he ain't wrestling today. You know what I mean? But for high school, like you probably spend the whole week practicing.
Yeah.
Like in high school sports, you spend the whole week practicing. You probably wrestle on Thursdays and then tournaments on Saturdays. So he's spending his time, you know, getting in condition and stuff like that. And it's like, all right, he's getting ready for his match, and now he sits down and he can't even participate because of his hair. You know, like in the NFL, like they count your hair as part of the uniform.
Right.
You know,
so when they be, yeah, tugging it.
I can only imagine it's a safety issue more so than anything for that person. But if they are telling you and the parents are okay with it, you know what I mean? Let that kid sign a waiver or something like that.
Right.
You know,
or every ref got to be consistent and be like, nah, because then we would have never got to that point.
Yeah, not at all. And I don't know necessarily if it's a racial matter more so than it is just not being culturally sensitive, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like the same thing, like if you had a young lady that was wearing like a hijab or something like that and she wanted to wrestle or whatever, is she able to wear that? You know, it's not part of the uniform.
Yeah, if it's not helping that, you know, wrestler wrestle any better, or hindering the other wrestler from getting some type of hold or whatever.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, because if he's able to put it up to where it's like, all right, or even ask the other, I mean, the other wrestler would be like, nah, I'm straight. I could wrestle like that.
I can go in and make it, you know. It wasn't that bad, like, when I was looking at it, man. It just, that caught my attention because they had brought it up. And then the fact that the dude had to, like, the gall to say, oh, well, I might sue you guys for the organization for not backing me up. First of all, bro, you getting paid $60 a day. You know what I mean? Like now you out here grasping for straws. Like, you needed a regular part-time job anyway. Because I can't even imagine collegiate wrestlers making that much money, you know, that much more money anyway, though. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't necessarily make sense to me. But it is what it is. All right, man, so let's go ahead and transition to shit you wasn't outside for. A lot of people looking at us, but I don't know if we're going to get a participant today.
Nah.
It's all good.
At first, I was going to say, maybe we should always do the read 'em and weep more towards the end. That way we can get in shit you wasn't outside for, just in case people come up. Because I feel like, I'm not saying that's not an important segment, but if we throw out away, if we don't put the shit you wasn't outside for, and this is what the show is about, that should be probably come before that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it doesn't. To me, like, I'd leave the choices for whenever somebody sits down. So, like, I'll cut it in the middle of the episode.
That's
like,
true.
You know, all right, let's go ahead and hit up these choices. They look like a Make America Great Again hat. Nah, my man right here on the left, he got it. I thought he was still showing full-fledged support at this point. All right, man, so let's get into this shit you wasn't outside for. I'll probably do about three or four of these because I got a long list. It was a long week of ideas last weekend. All right. Do you remember all the dance moves that was popular when you was coming up as a kid? There's one specifically that I'm going to talk about, but like this, I wanted to open up a broader conversation.
I mean, as a kid, are you trying to move into like when like snap music and stuff was coming?
Listen,
in
look, was you outside for snap music?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was. Man,
that's what I'm saying. So snap music is one of them.
So like the Laffy Taffy,
bruh,
crumping.
Oh yeah, Harlem Shake. And every little kid was
Harlem Shake with
everywhere.
The dust off, with the Bow Wow dust off, with the little
got it
with
on
the spider
my
was crawling on his chest and shit.
Oh man, so you're naming a whole era that was like part of that culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we ain't talking about the Running Man and shit. We talking about something because that's before.
That's
us.
Before our time. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, they
cabbage patches before our time too. But you was probably out there hitting it just that whole little thing. But I was thinking, remember when you used to put one arm into the sweater and make the heartbeat move?
No, I was saying, no, that was a, I thought you were talking about in high school wearing one arm in a sweater and just letting the other one rock.
That was a nasty one. I'm glad it's gone. That and the LL Cool J one pant leg up.
Hey, like, you definitely had the belt buckle with the marquee on it, the electronic one. That had the words coming across.
I wanted it, though. Mom wasn't going to spend $13.99 on that, though. Yeah. There was no way.
Nah, you was trying to bring it back. You was going to ask. You was going to put ask me about my podcast on it.
With the little studs on the outside? That's nasty, man. There's no way that I'm doing that, man. But, yeah, so I thought about that one. I was watching, what about premium dance movies that came out around that time? I got two off the top of my head.
Premium dance movies?
So where this came from?
Oh, like You Got Served.
Okay, there's one. There's one.
And then, watch, yeah, that shit's classic.
Save the Last Dance.
Save the Last
Honey.
Step Up.
Oh, I forgot about
Step Up. I didn't watch that one, but that might have, we got a little bit older. It's a little bit after that one.
A lot of these movies I watched when they was on TV, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Step Up. I forgot all about that one. But Honey is what I got all these ideas from. I was thinking about it. You know, she was, who's the girl that plays in
Jessica
that
Alba?
Jessica Alba. I wonder where she's at.
That was
now.
Wifey back in the day.
Yeah,
she's on a show with a Gabrielle Union, I think. I think that's her.
What's it called?
I don't know, but it's like a spinoff of what happened to, what's her name, after Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
So it's like her life after that. And then Jessica Alba's her partner.
Yeah, see, I need to check that out, man. But that's where I got that from.
I don't think you do, but.
Here we go. This is another one in regards to that. So I was watching that movie, right? And you remember when we used to wear jerseys everywhere?
Yeah, that was my prime right there.
What jerseys did you have? What jerseys did you have coming up?
I had all the throwbacks. I had them all. I didn't have current jerseys. I had throwbacks. Like that's my era.
What throwback did you have back then? Because a lot of the players that we consider throwback players is like different now. So like, what jerseys did you have back then?
You better ask about me.
You had a Bill Walton.
I did. No, I did not.
You didn't have a Bill Walton.
I was like, you know how like now I don't really care about clothes and stuff like that. But yeah. That was my prime. That was my peak.
I had a. I'm so nasty. I had a Jamal Anderson jersey.
You did have one.
I did have a Jamal Anderson jersey.
Yeah, nasty. That was your Tuesday and Friday joint.
I wore it more than once, man. I had that. I had a Michael Vick jersey. My dad was a Falcons fan for a long time.
He tried
time.
To force it on you.
Yeah, he tried to put that on me, man. And then that was a boomer right
that
there.
That is tough.
That was a boomer. I had that one, and then I had basketball. I had a Carmelo Anthony Denver Nuggets jersey. I got that. I picked that one up in Washington. But I used to wear jerseys all the time, and now you couldn't pay me to get in one. Not even if I go to a sporting
event. Now
I'm
more of a team gear, especially because players be switching teams all the time.
Yeah, give me a nice hat and I'm okay.
So, yeah, I'm more of the team gear. But we ain't got time to name everything I have. But then when my house got robbed in 05, took me for shit. I had the smooth orange crush John Elway. 4X.
the white hope right there.
Yeah.
You said a 4X?
It was 03 to 05,
that's nasty,
baby.
Though. You should be a 2X is still big. A 4X, man, you can fit
a whole
and
it wasn't like cut right. It's not like a slim 4X where I just need the length. Like, nah, that shit was bigger than the one John Elway was wearing.
That's crazy.
But it was that bright orange crush. I only got to wear it once.
Yeah, you definitely don't need no 4X. Man.
They got me from my Jim Brown. They got me for my West Unsealed. They got me for one of my Kareems. I had the Kareem, and I had the college joint. I had the Jerry West, West Virginia, the college joint for him.
Yeah.
And
you had all the white saviors.
I never got to the Larry Bird one, man. I was trying to find this
That's a tough one to find, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Not for me.
Come on, man. That's
I was the plug back in the day. I was flipping jerseys on the side to pay for the ones I had.
Where are you grabbing them from? It don't matter now. It's not like your plug is probably gone. He's probably doing like.
It was a couple different places. Well, there was a trunk. There was a trunk about the trunk from one of them. eBay was a source for a while.
Yeah.
Was you an eBay guy?
No.
I used to run a semi-successful eBay store.
My mom didn't trust me around her computer. As much as she does
sticky.
Now. As much
you sticky it up the keyboard?
Bruh, I'll go ahead and hit you with it myself, man. Oh, man.
He was heavy on that dial-up downloading the movies.
just making it real slow. You know what else? So now we in this lane. It goes hand in hand. Were you a 2-for-89 guy? Do you remember that deal?
3-for-20 pro clubs?
No, I'm talking 2-for-89 shoes at Champs and the.
Yeah.
Oh, Champs, you talking about the 3-for-20?
Champs was my first job.
Was it really?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you was getting discounts anyway.
Nah. I was barely getting hours.
It wasn't rocking with you
that. They forgot to call me for like 3 weeks.
I wonder why like jobs do that. Like, why do they hire so many people to like come up and like to have a job? I guess like they might have a high percentage of people calling out so like they don't ever want to.
I mean,
run
I
into
get
that.
It, but I was like, I was hungry. Yeah. Like literally and metaphorically.
You was ready to fold a shirt.
Like, yeah, like I'll do anything. That them jobs suck.
No, I believe it.
And Champs at Plaza Bonita didn't have the greatest selections of stuff.
Mm.
But yeah, at that point, I wasn't worried about shoes. I was worried about the little money I did make. I was like on eBay or I was buying stuff to flip stuff so I can buy stuff for me.
Yeah.
So if I wanted a jersey, I had to flip too so I could pay for it.
Mm. Yeah, man, I was a 2 for $89 kid. My mom said, "You getting 2 pairs of shoes for the whole year? Go ahead and choose them out." And my clothes, like, matter of fact, we went to the same school at that time when I was like a real 2 for $89 kid. I had a yellow quarter zip Tommy Hilfiger sweater. I wore that every Thursday, just like you said. And I had some gray high top Air Force Ones, and I thought I was killing it. The gray and yellow doesn't even go together like that, though. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way. No way was going to work out, man. So, I mean, it is what it is, bro. I take it for what?
2 for $89, man. I wish it was 2 for $89 now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You ain't getting that no more.
I mean, you can go to the outlet on the extra 30 for 30.
Yeah, but you're going to get some real wild colors, though. Yeah, you're going to get some real wild colors. Last one, lava lamps.
Nah, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
There was a time where I was like, man, this shit is like real ill. But then, like, my mom was going to get it for me. I think my brother had one.
You had a lava lamp? My mom would not let me get it. She said, you ain't going to leave that thing on. You know, people always think that like it's going to start a fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, you ain't leaving it on. And they did get hot back in the day. My cousin had one.
That shit going on? You ever broke one? See what it looked like?
Nah. You broke one to see the inside?
Nah. But that was always my thing. Like, man, let's break that shit. You think real lava in there?
They probably put like a hard like glass in there, though, to make sure just in case. Like it's probably, I don't know,
but
though.
But you know, at least my kid's going to find a way.
The way that these phones be cracking, it might have cracked. Yeah. You know what I mean? You could drop an iPhone 2 feet off of the ground, and then it automatically break. You know what I mean? So it just all depends. All right, man, we off that real quick, man. So You said what?
I got a couple.
You got a couple what?
You wasn't outside.
Oh, you do? Go ahead. Yeah, let's hear it then.
Bumpers up.
What is that?
In elementary school, you had to line up, put bumpers up.
That was the thing?
That means you did this when you was in line so you wasn't in anybody's personal space when you was walking.
You put two forearms up together?
You put your bumpers up.
Have you ever watched kids in a line?
Yeah.
Yo, they get in there and they be straight for about 3 seconds. After that, man, you don't know what you're going to get.
Hey, was your household a Tina Burrito household?
A who?
Tina Burrito.
Nah, what's that?
Oh, man. Good for you. Y'all was healthy.
Oh,
Tina burritos
with the yellow writing on it. The burrito was
you get from the store
in the plastic.
Yeah, they were,
and you always warm it.
It was
up
like 39 cents. They had the red one, the brown one.
The fold always had creases in it because it froze the wrong way.
Yeah, you put that 1 second over the recommended amount. That shit
do
was
they
exploding.
Even still make Tina burritos?
Yeah, they do. They try to switch the branding, the packaging to make them look cool.
Man,
but
the bean and cheese was fire. I didn't like.
Nah, it wasn't fire.
Yeah, it was.
It was just substance to make you to not be hungry.
The bean and cheese was fire. There was another one that they had. It was like a weird flavor.
Yeah, my mom bought the pizza ones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dog. Like,
yeah, no, those are not good at
like,
all,
this
man.
Is what I got to eat before basketball practice? No wonder I'm not going to college.
Man,
no wonder I'm not in the NBA.
I'm never eating those again. I mean, it's been years since I even bought them, though. But the fact that you said that, I remember.
Oh, you
that?
Purchased them with your own money? I no. can see you doing it. But if you was sold, college trying to make it stretch.
They sold those, like, as singles, though.
Nah, they did.
Yeah, yeah. You would, like, for like 50 cents or something.
Right,
like
right.
That.
So
yeah.
If you had to make a dollar stretch, I
my
get it.
My mom used to grab like 10 of them jobs, yeah. Man. So it was like, yeah. Go ahead and warm up one of them burritos.
That shit needs to have a disclaimer.
Yeah,
on
man.
The side talking about will bring death. Do not eat if have cancer. Will cause it if you don't have it.
That would definitely get you. So what else you got, man? What else is on there that you have?
I just something we was talking about a couple of days ago. That was just kind of off top that I was remembering.
Okay. All right, man, let's play a game, man. Let's go ahead and play this choice. It'd be just with you then today. Choices. Everybody stop us.
Uh-oh. Stuck to this brand. Everybody got choices. These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their hands. Everybody got choices. Keep it one that while the light that I chow.
Wow.
Chows. All right, man. Here we go, man. Let's get to it.
Can I hear you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we good.
You should be able to hear me. I was just turned the other way. All right, here we go. I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5 of these joints right now. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Choices. Be free.
Oh, man.
Or totally safe.
Be free, like,
whatever it is, man. Mm. There's no safe. Yeah, totally safe. Be free or totally safe.
I'm trying to be free.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. No, not going with the totally safe joint. Right now.
I know. I do work a 9-to-5 for the government, so that sounds totally safe.
Yeah.
but I'm trying to make some changes to be totally free.
I ain't mad at you. All right, here we go. Choice is lose the ability to read. That's a trash thing to go through right now.
We got autocorrect.
Or lose the ability to speak.
I'm going to go, I mean, shit, if I say speak, then we just going to have to, it's a rap on a show.
Well, you could do Morse code. Just go ahead and tap in your responses. You'd be here all damn day.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and just do the speak.
You going to do the speak?
Yeah. I got
to
read.
I got to be able to read. Speaking is not so bad. I imagine you can learn sign language and you know how to point. You know what I mean? You can point things out. All right, here we go. Choices. Have all traffic lights. This is right up your alley. Cause I know you love anything for the streets.
You say.
Choices. Have all traffic lights you approach be green or never stand in line again. That's a tough one.
I'm going to go with lines.
You're going to stand. Yeah, the line thing is like that. That's annoying. Especially like during this time period.
That shit is annoying.
Bro, like I went to Lids in Plaza Manita, man. They only letting 4 people in the store. And in my mind, like before the pandemic, man, I was like, yo, like nobody went to Lids. Why is there 9 people waiting to get into this Lids store right now, man? That makes 0 sense right now.
Hey, I be getting mad too in lines. Like I'm not contributing to the line. Like I'm here too. Like, why the fuck y'all here? Like, I'm here though. What y'all grocery shopping today for?
Oh, man. All right, man. Choices, give up all drinks except for water.
We did that one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Or eat anything that was cooked in the oven?
Yeah.
Okay, I did that one already. Just wanted to double check. Choices, have an easy job working for someone or work for yourself, but work incredibly hard.
I think we did that one too.
No, we didn't.
We didn't?
Nah, we definitely didn't do that
one. You might have asked me that off mic.
Yeah. See, the way you thinking right now, I know I didn't ask you this because I don't know which way you would lean on this.
It might change every day. I'm going to have to go work hard for myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fine because then at least at that point, like, you can work hard from home, you know? You ain't got to necessarily worry about anything going from that point. So, yeah, man. All right, man, you got anything else? Because I got a very important topic that I want to hit, but I don't want to hit it with airplanes in the background. And I can save it. It's not like anything current or anything like that. But I do want to talk about the racial wealth gap in America. And not even just among whites and blacks. I want to talk about like the racial wealth gap, you know, amongst all races. And then specifically how it has its impact in regards to like the coronavirus and everything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was. Yeah, if we need to fill, I got some stuff.
Yeah, it's not necessarily filling. I just want to save like fire topics.
Yeah.
So when the optics is cool. When the audio was cool, I said,
I got some more. I'm going to say that. I got some more. You wasn't outside, so I'll say that. Grad night.
Like in high school?
Tell me about your grad night.
Shoot. Oh, you know what? Nah, you know, you asked me and I almost forgot. So we did grad night like we did it on a boat, actually. It was the Star India.
Oh, what? Y'all didn't go to Disneyland?
Nah, we didn't go to Disneyland. They took that charter trip out. I think what happened was is like they the year before somebody got in trouble and it was like
I know. All right, so let me tell the story. I thought you were 08.
Yeah.
Right.
So something happened.
I know who it was, but so I went in 06, right?
Yeah.
So we did the grad night, it was popping. But 07. Patrick Henry, this is from my knowledge. So Jonathan and Devo told me Patrick Henry, they pushed Mickey Mouse in the pool, man, and they got banned. They got banned from grad night. So they got to do that shit. Or was that 06 that it happened and then they couldn't
go? Either way, we couldn't go. We didn't.
It was either in 06 it happened. I feel like I would have remembered that. And then they couldn't go next year. And they had to do that shit at their school. Or it happened on their year and it messed it up for going forward.
Yes.
But I'm pretty sure it was Patrick Henry.
Yeah, because, like, for us, like, we didn't get a chance to go. We actually went on a boat cruise. It was cool. They had, like, this little fake gambling thing or whatever, little tables and stuff. I was like, yo, like, at 21, this would be a cool little trip. Like, they hit a boat and start gambling and whatnot. But, like, we did that. And I missed the Disneyland thing, man. I didn't get a chance to do that.
Now, it's popping. We got a plus one.
It was nasty.
So, shout out to Jeremy.
Did y'all have alcohol at your event?
Nah, there's a lot of drugs, though.
Yeah?
Not that I partook. But yeah. People was out here wilding out.
That's an issue.
I mean, what? You're letting a bunch of 17, 18-year-olds run around Disneyland by them, not by themselves, but like pretty much by themselves in the dark.
With no parental all guidance night. At that point.
There's no like other stuff going on. No other, like, I don't remember security guards. I don't remember nothing like that. But people was out there. It was faded. And like, what's the big joint over there? What's the big ride there that would be the most popular? Space Mountain, right?
I never got a chance to get on. There's always a line there.
It was popping all night, right? Yeah. But then as time goes on, you see people, the tables filling up, people trying to fall asleep. And so that last moment, and actually my wife has a story about the last moment too, because she's like, yeah, in high school, you know, when you didn't talk to me because you were too cool, which is a lie, by the way.
Were you really cool with her in high school?
We weren't cool like that, but like she was like, you're always so sweet. Just the nicest boy ever.
What happened?
What happened? Like, yeah, I know, right? She changed me.
Is this a case?
But nah, but she tells her little story like, oh, Space Mountain. Like, I guess somebody wasn't trying to let her go or get on the little whatever. And I kind of stood up for her. And that's when she knew she wanted to marry me. It just took like 10 more years.
Yeah.
So she just waited for me this whole time.
There you go.
Nah, nah. She gonna get mad when she hear the end part. That's not true.
Yeah, but that thing fire.
But yeah, we got on Space Mountain at the end, and then we rushed back to. We almost missed the bus, and back I was hyped because going up.
Wait, you were hyped and missed the bus?
No, I was sitting. No, like people was mad at me because I was hyped. Like it was like 5 a.m. and I'm still up. I was trying to have a concert in the back seat, and everyone's like, "Yo, shut the fuck up!" It was like 5 a.m. People trying to die, and I'm like, "Nah, like I'm still here."
It's
and
not then, gonna happen that way.
Yeah, and then like we had to go to school the next day. They dropped us off at school, and we had to stay.
Wait a minute, you did that on a weekday?
Yeah.
Oh, they did that intentionally.
Yeah, grad night was like on a Thursday or some shit, and we had to go to school.
How many
on
more
Friday.
Weeks left of school did you have left?
Like 2.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, we had to like do like I think the senior events or some shit was
they
right
need
after
to do
that.
At least 2 days before graduation. 2 weeks before, that's way too much. I'm not motivated anymore. Don't tell me that we got a final or nothing if my grad night is 3 weeks before ahead of time. Like there's no way that you're gonna catch like the best version of me at that.
Yeah, point. It was like unless your parents say you can leave and they there to pick you up, which you know mine wasn't. So yeah. Off to class I go.
Oh man, that's funny, man. That is funny. But yeah, man. What else you got?
How much time we got?
We about an hour in.
About an hour in.
Yeah, we can get the three chairs and still be. I mean, we only 7 minutes short, so it ain't that.
Yeah,
super
I ain't got
bad.
No. Hey, I found shit, man. Did you know that eggs are menstruation?
Yes. What do you think an egg is?
I thought it was like a baby chicken. They ain't make it,
bro. That's how they give birth.
That's true. Eggs.
Where have you?
Nah, man. I didn't think this through. But it was thrown out to me a few weeks ago, and I was like, damn, for real?
I know you didn't dig it through. You eat that.
Nah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm still eating them. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. That's why people go vegan.
I sound ignorant right now? Is that common knowledge?
I don't think it's like something that like you first like think about when it happens, but I'm sure like that's what
maybe
like,
it threw me off guard when it said it, and I didn't think about it.
I don't sit up there and like every time I eat an egg and say like, oh yeah, I'm definitely about to indulge in this.
I'm tripping. I'm wilding.
Yeah, it's all good. Is it, you know, watch a few National Geographics. You got Disney Plus, right? Get your life right.
The price going up.
What's it up to now? I might have to cancel mine. We ain't been watching it like it used to, but
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just heard it was going up in March, and I just remember it. Now it's March.
I've been giving it away to like 3 or 4 people too, man. I need to start living a little better life, man.
Man,
okay. I ain't never slid you the password.
Never slid me the password.
I always keep it at a certain.
I'm saying there's going to be a certain point where everybody just gets something and we all piece up and just like, you know, send the Venmo through every month or something.
Yeah.
You know, everybody start contributing.
Yeah, we got to do that. I got that. I got a split right now on my YouTube TV.
My boy
sends me
$34.99.
So do I. So I was like, yeah, that's cool.
But
yeah.
I'm actually splitting with my YouTube TV off someone I've never met.
That's actually a really good. That's pretty smart. Yeah, that's pretty smart. What'd you do? Like put a posting up on Craigslist?
Nah. Ben was like, "Yo, I'm not doing this no more." He has a spot open. Do you want it? So I grabbed it because probably would have pieced up with you, right? Because this was right. We all got it caught around the same time. But
so
he doesn't
like YouTube TV no more, or he's just not using it?
He just pirates everything. He don't need to.
That's too much work.
You know him. He always got the stuff.
Yeah, that's just way, way, way too much effort for me, though.
I guess for him it ain't, so yeah, it worked.
That's all good. All right, man, what you got for the culture?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
See if I can catch you. Three cheers, man. What you got?
It's been a couple weeks, but it's been a couple weeks.
He's still on his toes. Hey, because you almost repeated what I said and then proceeded on. He's like, oh, wait, nah,
for
man.
For the culture.
Nah, man.
Nah, because my man was trying to get a picture of us on the way by, so I had to make sure I was doing like an action shot so I look cool.
Oh, there you go. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Or I used to take a picture of the shirt so he could remember to go
listen.
That's
the best way to do it.
Yeah. Three cheers. Shit, I don't even know.
You ain't got nothing.
Stimmy's passed.
The stimulation.
Are you stimulated?
Yeah, not on this bench right now with my ass hurting. Yeah, I know when we both start hitting that rock. Yeah, so it made it through the. So how's that going to work now? So
I didn't even look into it. I don't even know. I know. I think that lowered the cap, but I think we should be fine because we brokies.
I file head of the household, though, so it's a little different for me. So, yeah.
Look at your ego, man.
What do you mean? Because I file head of household?
Yeah.
No, that's what my...
That's
what
the title.
That's what my tax guy told me.
I know, because
you know,
I'm just kidding, because you're not married yet.
Yeah. But it's also some truth in it. There's definitely some truth in it, so I take it for what it is, man. All right, man. Look, we're going to pick a spot next week. That ain't got no airplanes flying by or nothing like that,
and we need to... Remind me to bring like a seat cushion or some shit.
Yeah, man.
Or an extra sweater.
I had some better seats in the car, man. But when I seen these benches up here, I was like, yeah, we better off rocking with these, man. We just gonna throw this on, man, and we out of here, man.
I appreciate y'all. Liberty Station security guards for not kicking us out.
Yeah, I went and talked to them early last week. Not one airplane flew over me last week, man, when I was out here. But I'm going to take my time out here putting all this stuff away. I'll tell you that now.
Long live your idols, may they never be your rivals. Rakim was like Jesus, Chuck D wrote the Bible. G-Rap was God, I learned to punch from King. Lived in Queens, so informers we would see Tar James. Remember the cover Black Panther with the fat gold chain? The Slick Rick had a million of them, so I wanted a million of them. Yeah. Back in my first days, when we ain't know who was the nicest nigga in third base, which MC was the worst, before my MC search, some niggas thought Pete nice, me I thought MC search, this before I ever met him, way before I hammer dance, this when I was asking Carrie Ann to make me hammer pants, Smooth B was dope, Greg Nice had character, before I ever knew